The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome, my brother, me and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Me? I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. Thank you for asking.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Don't add, keep my name out of your mouth.
I love asparagus.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
That's it. Just let's stop there, huh?
I was looking at right before we got on, some menu options. Ooh. For our long flight to Seattle. And Delta was like, we got one that has asparagus. And Travis said something that I have thought about asparagus mm-hmm. so many times.
Yeah.
And it's that.
Is it about piss?
It is about piss, Griffin. Thank you for asking.
Great.
After you eat asparagus, and this is not like an amount or whatever.
Yeah, nope, for sure.
Any amount.
Automatically
one bite
makes you pee with a weird, different smell.
Right.
And it is a great reminder, a positive encouragement that like you made a healthy choice earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
There is other, I would say, without getting too blue, there are other times where maybe a food is a certain color or doesn't digest all the way, where you do get different reminders. None as fun as asparagus.
Asparagus is fun and quick. It's kind of like the taste of wasabi because it's like, ugh, I don't like it. But then it ends quickly.
It's so slippery and slimy. It goes down like your gullet like faster than is imaginable.
No, I mean the smell.
No. I will say to Griffin's point, sometimes the turnaround time from asparagus to consumption to asparagus contamination is so quick, it feels like they're giving me like a radioactive tracer to swallow so they can track how everything works. And it's like, oh shit, the pipeline from gullet to toilet is
so
that's
short.
Amazing, sir.
Let's define health. If you guys don't mind, real quick, let's define health in the context of a healthy
fiber.
Choice. Yes. All that stuff happens inside the body. And
well,
that's
Griffin,
super
there
important.
Are times where the server person is like, what sides do you want? And what I want to say is like, I would
French fries and mashed potatoes.
French fries and mashed potatoes. Yes, thank you, Griffin. That's exactly what I was going to say.
So it's the only choice. Maybe mac and cheese if it's good.
Yes.
If I have it on credit somewhere that this place has good mac. The Ponderosa, excellent mac and cheese. I need a recommendation.
Hey, everybody, restaurants. Stop, like, bruleeing your mac and cheese. 9 times out of 10, you're going to overdo it, and I'm eating burned bread crumbs.
Burned cheese, gross. Anyway, can I please, let me finish my point.
Okay.
Yes. Health on the inside is very good, but we also have to think about health on the outside. And if your, you know, vitamin level goes up in some, like, microscopic way because you made a healthy asparagus choice, but then this smell that you create later is so foul and so rancid, and everyone
it doesn't bother.
And
it doesn't
shush,
bother
please,
me.
Can I please finish my point? Can I please? I never do this to you guys. Everyone on the airplane's gonna know. Do you think you're gonna get a? Do you think someone's gonna pass up a note and a little sandwich bag of candy to you that says like, "Hey, I heard I smelled the news. Great job. Great vegetable choice."
No, I think in that specific scenario that you're describing, you're everybody who is getting asparagus together is pounding it out like, hey, circle of trust.
Oh,
right?
I see,
like
I see.
Circle of trust.
I would
be
argue,
chill about this.
Griffin, that the plane is a safer place to piss it out because of the I'm basically peeing straight into a hole that drops out of the bottom of the plane.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is a vacuum sort of experience that happens. I don't think anything gets out of those.
And
those
it's not toilets. A shared bathroom experience like so it would be at a restaurant. In a plane, it's just me and the toilet.
That's very sweet, Travis. And the people sitting in the, I would say, 8 to 9 adjacent rows.
I My thing is, I love the reminder that I made a healthy choice, and the pee smell is my body congratulating me.
Right.
What I am saying,
you like this, right, Justin? You like this smell? Good job, buddy.
I do. Proud of you.
I wish other foods had like a healthy like reminder later, where it's like, okay, I'll grant you maybe broccoli farts. Yes.
Yeah.
But like,
I'll grant you a broccoli
onions.
Fart.
Onions have a defense mechanism.
True.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Leave like, them alone.
I have to keep swim goggles in my kitchen because onions have a defense to keep you from eating. Nature doesn't
You
want
love onions it. That much, man. I just stopped doing it. I was like, you don't want to be here. I don't want to be here, onion. You're done.
Travis, I'm surprised. I know you guys cook a decent amount, and it's my experience that anytime I go on All Recipes, and I'm like, I want to learn how to make a banana tart. It's like, okay, you're going to need half a white onion.
That's why
anything has half a white onion in it.
Yeah, that's why I just let someone else in my family take care of it. Teresa, BB, Dot, anybody else. Sure. Not me. I'm too sensitive. You know what I mean? I'm over here crying my eyes out watching Encanto. I can't slice up an onion.
You're out of tears.
Griffin, I used to stodge at Olive Garden when I was the chef de cuisine there.
Yeah.
And one thing I can tell you is that you got to have a mirepoix going. You got to have a mirepoix. No matter what, the Holy Trinity, carrots, celery, and
asparagus,
onions, you got to have a mirepoix going. Carrots. Now, carrots are interesting. Carrots,
they're not. I can pretty much guarantee that what you're about to say is not going to interest me. But you can say it, but know that you've just written a check that you cannot possibly cash. Watch my stone solemn face as you tell me this fascinating carrot fact.
If you eat enough of them, you go orange. So that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Counterpoint, Bugs Bunny is gray.
Okay.
Most bunnies are.
So
okay.
Very few orange bunnies, Justin.
I don't know what to tell you, Justin. About it.
Okay.
There are actually rabbits that live in our yard, which is great. We see them literally every day. It's the best possible setup for us because it's like having a pet that you can appreciate aesthetically and never have to interact with at all. But our sons demand that we throw carrots out there sometimes. These rabbits don't want these.
Nope.
Don't like them. I think it's a scam that the whole like carrot rabbit like thing.
From
I don't think
carrot.
That relationship exists at all.
Big baby but carrot.
But we have these big windows in our living room that look out into the yard, and we can watch these bunnies just not do anything with these carrots, which makes my two-year-old, Gus, the angriest I've ever seen him in my life. I have so many videos of this small child just yelling, "Eat it! Eat the carrot! Eat it!"
Does Never that happens. Help?
Does it help? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
The rabbits
I didn't think so.
Are not interested. But
I
that's
didn't
fine.
Think so at all.
I think if I put a burger out there or some nachos, maybe they would go for it. I think rabbits, we've got them all wrong.
They enjoy Latus, I believe.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. What if we're only midway through the human body asparagus evolution? And eventually, what's going to happen, you piss a sweet smell. You eat, I'm not going to say one cookie, because cookies are sometimes food. It's okay. But you eat a whole sleeve of Oreos.
Yeah.
And your piss smells like raw sewage. That's
okay,
what's supposed
that's interesting.
To happen.
Let me
your
get that
body
biohack
needs to
going.
Let you know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I need a water treatment plant inside me.
Yes.
And I'm going to program. That would be cool. Actually, if I could just. Sorry, guys. Why stop there, Travis? Let me customize the smell of everything that comes out of my body.
Yes, please.
Yes,
let
sir,
me.
Your
let me.
Liquids.
Let me program all my liquids, please. Let me change my whole profile. That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
I just wish other foods had tricks.
Like, oh yeah,
like you know.
Why
you
is asparagus the only food that's good for us? Good question, Justin.
Do you know how you can? You know how you can bite a wingreen lightsaber in the dark and it makes a spark?
Yeah, we all know that.
Why is it more food like that?
Where it has a fun trick. You need to explain what a lifesaver is, because it sounded a lot like you said. If you turn on a green lightsaber in the dark, you can see it. Yeah, bud. It's a lightsaber.
Wintogreen. Lightsabers.
Wintogreen.
Certs.
The natural flavor Wintogreen.
Wintogreen.
Harvested
all natural
from the
Wintogreen. And colorings.
The Wintogreen
we're
plant.
Growing, we're growing. Our Wintogreen crop is coming out real
We
nice.
Have farm-to-table Wintogreen.
Hey, guys. We're growing some Jerusalem artichokes here. And apparently, they're really easy to grow. Great tuber. Grow like wild. One thing, you eat them raw, you're going to fart. And since they're in the artichoke family, many people have taken to calling them fartichokes.
Nice.
That got me, actually. Did you see? I've been trying to sort of slow hand all of your vegetable facts because I find them so toxic to the energy of the show.
It is. I'm harming the community.
But that one got me good. That one was a good joke. Justin,
well, my kids have begun begging us to harvest them.
Yeah.
So they can just have an absolute
So they can rip one. Awesome. Cool. Cool vibe you have going at that house, J-Man.
Justin, what's it like to know that this show has gone on long enough that it has become a closed circle for farm wisdom from funny that we're doing it to now I have my own garden where I'm growing. And here's an interesting farm fact, not as a bit, mind you, but because we're old enough now that we don't know what's cool anymore. But these artichokes make you fart.
These artichokes.
Do you guys like this? Is this comedy anymore?
To be fair, it is Sydney's garden. She won't even let me water it, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's
out
a
there.
Weird euphemism, Justin, and I don't like it at all.
I don't.
This is an advice show, and we're going to. Travis actually ruined it.
But sometimes it's time to move rebuild. On. I just want to show that we still have an edge. I'm kind of the bad boy of this podcast.
I mean, yeah, I guess of the three of us. Yeah, but that's not a very high bar to like hop over.
I'm the bad boy, and I curse the least. Yeah. What's that tell you?
Yeah. I recently began a relationship with my partner.
Nice.
This is a good time to do it.
The good time to do it. At the beginning of relationship is the best time to start. One.
Don't start in the middle. It's weird. That's some like lake house shit. How'd you do that?
The first load of laundry we did together, she pointed out I should put my clothes inside out because the machine will clean the part that touches my skin thoroughly.
Yeah, keep an open mind. Keep reading. Keep an open mind.
No, no, I'm thinking about it. I mean, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm closing my mind completely.
How do I convince her that the machine washes both sides of the clothing evenly despite her protests? Please help. I don't want to spend extra time flipping clothes inside out while folding them. That is from Laundry Mania in Minnesota.
Now, here, when I saw this question and I was building the question list, obviously, I think we can all agree the washing machine thoroughly cleans your clothes inside and out. It's soaking in water. It's being agitated around inside and out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a laundry scientist.
No.
I cannot, with 100% surety, tell you that this doesn't make a difference. When you think,
I can do that. Do you want me to do that for you? If you can't do that, you're struggling to do that. I can totally
you're
do that
telling
for
me
you.
I throw a pair of jeans in. Thick. Yeah. Thick denim. Yeah. A powerful denim. Weave.
Yeah, sure.
And they're right side out. As they're in there together.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they're not.
You know how when
out.
You boil penne pasta and you're like, the inside of this
Griffin.
Penne pasta
That's
doesn't
different.
Get cooked? What the fuck,
it's
man?
It's tubular. Right? It's tubular.
Like jeans legs, it is.
But,
yeah.
But rigid. Jeans legs ain't rigid.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Thick Denim, and I'm here on behalf of the AARP. You know, you're experiencing a lot of changes.
You're still tubular, but you ain't as rigid as you used to be.
I think we fall for a lot of laundry scams as a society. We fall for a lot of tricks. Number one scam that they'll try to get you on.
Fabric softener.
Separating.
Oh.
Separating laundry.
Yeah.
Just throw them all in there. No problem.
Wash it cold.
Wash
be
it
bold,
cold.
Wash it cold.
Wash it cold. Be bold, wash it cold. Don't think about it again. Just wash it. You don't need to worry about separating your laundry.
I
wish we could have said that 13 years ago.
Okay.
When we started, if our show had been about how you don't have to separate your laundry, really? Next thing, fabric softener. You know how it softens it? It deletes some of your clothes.
Yeah.
That's how it softens it, is it deletes some of your clothes. Don't use that either.
While we're at it, dryer sheets, get the fuck out.
No, dryer sheets are so good. Dryer sheets are so good.
Get yourself some wool balls.
Don't get any wool balls.
Dryer sheets are basically like putting wax on your clothes, and it's just waste of stuff. You don't need it.
You do need it. It smells good. It makes the clothes feel so good on your body.
What you can get is laundry sanitizer that you can add instead of fabric softener to help sanitize your clothes.
Sure, or you could just buy a whole new clothes. Travis, I guess, as long as we're coming up with alternative ideas for things that aren't broken and work super good, you could just throw all your clothes away every time, buy new clothes.
Now, here's what I recently learned, and I'm heartbroken to learn this. Sometimes your socks will get stuck under the drum of your washing machine, like they'll slip through the thing, and you take your washing machine apart, bunch of socks in there. I wish I'd known that before I got a new washing machine like a year ago.
Yeah.
And some of those socks are never coming back.
They're all
never
gone.
Coming back.
People ask us why we don't do as many relationship questions anymore and questions about working in an office.
I don't care about that stuff.
You got to, I don't care about
that. I don't know anymore.
I don't care about that stuff. I care about like eight things now. And apparently laundry is one of them from an antagonistic standpoint. I hate doing laundry. It's my least favorite thing in the world.
It's a very private act, and we don't really discuss it, do we?
That's true, because
like a lot of these conversations like are long overdue.
I hate this. Again, I hate to keep drumming on this, but some of the smells my body makes deserves criticism and change. Yeah. My clothes are a sponge for all of that. When you have the clothes that I've worn, that's just pure uncut Griffin right there. And I love
that movie, by the way. I thought Adam Sandler was amazing.
Uncut Griffin. So yeah, Griffin. Sure.
Yeah, so stressful, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, very, God.
Very. So stressful.
Did he get the Oscar for that?
He deserved it. When he shoved the diamond in his mouth, I thought, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But then he chewed it up, and I was like, whoa, that's a powerful man. Virile.
You can also, when you clean out the lint trap or the dryer, hang on to that, because that is the world's best kindling for a fire
which seems ironic that it would accumulate in a thing that makes stuff very hot.
Very hot,
like,
yeah, for
hey,
sure.
Hey, scientists, maybe we need to revisit that. Maybe we just accepted that was a thing. We're going to put the world's best kindling in a box that generates and only generates heat.
Yeah.
And it would be cool if they had some sort of, I don't know, trap in there to capture all of that.
I'm just saying, we settled for maybe let's stop making clothes that fall apart while we dry them.
Now we're talking my language. Make that shit out of all clothes should be raincoat material like the future videos.
Thank you.
You know how future videos.
Make it out of the stuff they make black boxes out of on airplanes.
That could be something too. But you have future videos, future movies, Blade Runner 2022. They all are wearing like nylon raincoat, umbrella clothes, PVC, like really, really shiny.
No washing.
PVP.
No washing.
Well, probably washing, but again, just probably hose them down. Or a 3D printer prints out the new ones for you every day, and you melt the other one down for
make
scrap.
Me some clothes out of Teflon.
You gotta have these conversations with denim heads.
Yeah,
because when you start getting into the world of raw denim, as so many of us have explored in our lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conspiracy, a lot of superstition attached to basically never washing your jeans.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of got together and agreed that this one thing, the jeans, you don't have to wash those. Don't know how much ketchup, how much mustard. don't wash the jeans. My Brother and Me TV show, you could see someone who just asked Jesse Thorne for the first time what to wear.
Yeah.
And he started trying to wear jeans, but you got to break them in. So basically, in every episode of that show, you're seeing the energy of a man who's wearing wet, tight jeans.
Yeah.
They're always a little bit damp, always dirty, can't wash them.
Very ketchup-y.
And too tight, trying to break them in.
We ate so many hot dogs making that show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We only did one question last week. I'm going to do more questions.
We got to make
week.
It
we're
out.
We're going to help more. I feel like we're all, like, I know it's not have been like, ha-ha funny. But
it's been it's been you useful, I would say.
Yeah,
it's been you useful. Thank you. I'm the general manager for a storage facility, and I had a woman call and ask if she could rent a storage unit so her dad can practice his tuba outside their house. The family thinks his playing is very annoying.
Yeah,
I don't want to crush this
Griffin.
Man.
You were so quick to agree with that, Griffin. I'm just saying, man.
Let's be honest. It's the tuba's a seasoning.
The tuba is a sometimes food. Is a sometimes horn.
There are some instruments that are pleasant to listen to someone learn and grow. Tuba ain't one.
No, because you're never like, no one's ever laying down a tuba riff that you're like, oh, funky stuff, Charles. Yes. It's always just like, bump, 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 bump. That's the only tuba song there is.
I had a woman call and ask if she could rent a storage unit so her dad could press tuba outside their house. Brothers, how can I get this man a storage unit practice space without it bothering our other storage customers? That's from Larder Cacophony in Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah, they're trying to practice their zither.
Yeah, right? Are you secretly running like a music school out of your storage? Are there other people living in there? I don't know what the law is vis-a-vis that. But if I'm just going to check on my comic book collection and I have to hear a minute and a half of bum, 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 bum. Okay, I don't think.
But is it so?
How much better would Storage Wars be as they're going through these shitty boxes of just like, these are just bags of garbage? And you just hear.
And it's like, dude, don't
cut it.
Stop doing that to me.
Don't editorialize. That's copyrighted. You just had to ditch this cut, this whole take. We got to start over. Everybody pretend you forgot what's in the box. Hey, I think that if I was, if I showed up to my storage space that I don't have, but I do in this fiction, and I saw someone playing tuba there, I don't think annoyed would even get onto the end of the emotional Venn diagram.
Oh,
I think
interesting.
I'm more like, what's this? What's this tale? What's this story?
You know,
I'm not annoyed. My spot. Sometimes there's a tuba man there.
Yeah. Right. Listen, I am a salesman. Through and through. My heart, my core, salesman. It's not about what you're selling, it's how you're selling it. You need to convince your other patrons that this tuba is not a bug, it's a feature. Oh, that tuba? Yeah. That's going to keep the pests away. You don't need to worry about something coming and gnawing. Once a week, I got my tuba man comes out, he plays the tuba, that's keeping all kinds of pests away. You don't even know.
And by pests, you mean burglars? Because both? I don't think anyone's going to try to burglarize a storage facility if they hear a tuba, because that could be coming from any one of these boxes.
I think that you're maybe putting the horse before the cart a little bit. I think that
the horse, Justin, the horse should be before the cart. Just for reference.
We do prefer it that way.
That is the preferred, unless the horse is pushing it behind. If the horse is behind the cart pushing it.
Yeah.
I could see that working if you're going uphill
or
something.
That's just if he gets stuck in a hole. He's going to give it a nudge.
Okay,
listen,
yeah, I got it.
I think it's not realistic to think that this family is going to go to this man and say, hey, Dad, we have decided as a family that we would like you to play tuba in a dark box built for trash. And the dad will be like, yes.
Yeah, I saw this coming.
Tough but fair. I'll go to the box full of trash.
Yeah.
I'll go to the trash box to play my tuba.
A lot of dads are going to see that as a choice that they then have to make between their family, who clearly hates this new thing that they're up to, or their livelihood. And I will say, watch that movie Whiplash, man. It's got some good lessons in it when it comes to learning an instrument and being good at it.
Griffin.
Yeah.
As you have posited, if this dad has decided that this is not a hobby, friends. This is, I will now be living my life, making a living as a tuba man. At that point, I think the dagging bag, this tuba puts a roof over your heads. You can go to the storage facility while I practice.
Yeah.
This is Tuba's house that Tuba built. Like, in this house, we tuba. So either you guys start tubing, or you can go over the storage facility while I tuba.
Would he leave the tuba in the storage unit?
Is it climate controlled?
Or does he have to haul the tuba back?
That's a great question,
back
Trav.
And forth
if it's climate controlled indoor, I think that's fine, Justin. But you don't want a hot. Now, maybe he has a practice tuba that he keeps there and a show tuba that he keeps at home. But you don't want the swelling, the shrinking, the flanges, heat and cold. You get a lot of spit built up in there. It starts to mildew.
You put your mouth on the mouthpiece when you roll up, and it burns a circle around your mouth because it's so hot inside.
You don't want to blow the tuba. A raccoon comes flying out.
No, there's
all kinds of things that could go wrong, Justin.
Yeah. A little guy's in there.
Yeah. And it grants you wishes, but they turn out to be very, like, snarky, tricky wishes. Yeah. And you're like, oh, no, everyone's a tuba. I just wish that my family loved tuba. Now my wife is leaving me for a tuba.
Yeah.
And my kids are calling the tuba daddy.
There's sand everywhere. And it's like, did beach surfers come and use my tuba at the beach again and then put it back in here?
And that's a risk you take at a storage facility.
Right.
The sneaky wishes in the sand.
Right.
I recently been named the president of my school's theater club.
Hell yeah.
Our first event is the orientation expo, where hordes of incoming freshmen will see our booth, look at it for approximately 2 seconds, and swiftly pass it by for a cooler club. Fair. What do we do to draw attention to our booth? How do we get these kids to be invested in our theater club? That's from Boring Booth in Tennessee.
Okay. I'm 25 to 21 years outside of high school. right? Okay. 14
You
to
should
18.
Really figure that out.
That's what I'm saying, right?
But you're an exact number.
No,
of
you're
years.
an exact number of days have passed since you left.
No,
high
what
school.
I mean, I mean outside of the window.
The stage, time
I mean
passes.
Outside right. of the window of high school, 14 to 18.
No,
just no, just from Trev. 18.
Sure. Just from 18.
Okay, great. I'm 21 years outside of high school.
Okay,
thank you.
But what I remember when I joined clubs, which I did because I liked being in pictures in the yearbook.
Love it.
The thing I wanted least. Was to have to actually be involved in them in any way. I liked signing the thing. I might even pay like $30 dues or whatever, right? With no expectations of me ever participating. That was what I wanted. I could put it on a college application. I could appear in the yearbook, and no one ever bothered me about actually being there. Ideal. And I think
was
you
there
can
an
offer
actionable.
That.
What's the action? The
when
action?
Someone comes by, you say, you, sign
that's,
this.
That's good. But worked out good for you, Trav. What does this person do?
Cool. You say, sign this. We'll put you on the lineup. See you in 9 months on picture day. Bye, bro. And you high five. And you're out.
But what if they want to do theater? It's the only question I guess I have follow-up to that is if they want to do the thing that the club is for.
Well, then they're allowed to be there. The club does exist, I guess. I think the club does probably
does
do
probably
shit.
Exist and meet and do theater.
Okay, you could go to other tables. Don't have a table. Theater's everywhere.
Ooh,
you
I love
go
that.
Go to the cool. other tables and stand next to them and be like, oh, golf. Yes, I remember my days treading the links. Mm. I was a bit of a golfster myself. And then like a whole scene plays
right.
out.
Oh.
And you're like, you've got the golf cane and you're like, got a golf hat. And it's like, and it gets to the end of it and be like, but the most amazing thing about golf is this has all been an act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Theater Club. You're already in it.
Yeah.
I stole your wallet, and I already took the dues out and signed you up. Everywhere you go, here's the thing. None of those clubs can offer, you can offer everything those clubs can, because
right.
theater mm. can take you anywhere. Right. Yeah.
Theater you can take you anywhere.
You can do a scene where you're a golf man. Do those classic scenes from The Greatest Game Ever Played starring a young Shia LaBeouf. Right. And then it's like, now you don't even have to play golf. You can pretend to play golf.
We're going
to
watch Bagger Vance after school.
Yeah.
And have a great time doing it and learn a lot.
So we'll see you there. Where are you going?
We'll see you right there. You need to find the kids. You can't. They're not going to come to you.
You
because.
Can. You don't have to look hard, by the way. If you're looking for kids who'll be interested in theater, you could probably identify them by sight.
Well, that's you're really cutting the
okay.
legs out.
Fun.
From
no, fun bit. I like that. Yeah.
That's right.
That's a fun
it
bit.
It won't be hard.
Travis, go do a, do your thing again.
Oh, I'm just saying that theater kids are
that won't work.
Okay.
Fun. I like
see,
it.
See, and this is the kind of improv skills you can learn in theater club.
Yeah. No, it actually makes a lot of sense now because I actually went to a theater club that met and learned and grew yeah. and matured. And you
I
have,
started that theater club 4 years ahead of
you. You started that theater club and then
I
you
wanted
dipped.
To be in a picture in the yearbook.
You dipped
four
for
to
9
eight
months.
Years ahead of him.
Right.
I can't remember.
Right. Thank you, Travis. Charter member. Charter and ghost member of the theater club.
Founding.
The vibe's all wrong.
The vibe's all wrong, but there's one thing that's always so right. And that is profiting
yeah.
from podcasting. So let's head on over to the money zone.
It's better with you. Griffin?
Yes?
Do you know what time it is?
Stamps.com advertisement time.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
You asked me a question and I answered it as good as I possibly could.
No, it was like a rhetorical...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, try again.
You know what time it is?
It is 10:49 a.m.
Exactly. The holidays are around the corner. That's right, Griffin.
Sure. Yeah, I guess
you
so.
You need to start according. Listen, stamps.com, love you very much. You've been a big supporter of the show. It is, as we read this, August 24th. This will go August 28th.
Yeah.
And their pitch is about the seasonal rush and getting started early. And listen,
this is
stamps,
fucking, yeah. This
yeah,
is
this
early.
Is early. Yeah, we're getting started for that seasonal rush early now because the holiday rush means more mailing and shipping for your business. But Stamps.com, it doesn't have to mean more stress because with Stamps.com, all you need is a computer, a printer, and some way forward thinking because they send you a free scale. So of everything you need to get started, or use the stamps.com mobile app. Guys, I'm telling you this right now. If Justin and Griffin, if I don't get my Christmas presents from you guys in the next 2 weeks, yeah. I'm going to be pretty PO'd because you guys are taking your sweet time.
Yeah. Justin just left. Justin said,
Justin
nope.
just left.
Justin just got up.
He went to ship my presents.
That must be what he did.
I love that.
How can I get ahead of the holiday rush, Travis? What do I need to do?
Well, you can get ahead of the holiday rush, Griffin, and you can get discounts of up to 84% off of USPS and UPS rates. Get your business ready for the holiday rush by going to stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. Griffin, I want you to know.
Yeah.
This is 100% true. Ever since I have been listening to you and Rachel since the Rose Buddy days, and way, way back then, there was an ad for stamps.com where Rachel pronounced digital
as
hitting,
digital,
something. And now every time we do a stamps, time we do a stamps.com, I think about Rachel. I think about Rose Buddies. I just want you to
just don't razz my wife, please.
No, I'm not.
You're really razzing right now.
The teetotaler bit is maybe my favorite.
That's really, really very good. Okay, enough razzing my wife. Stitch Fix is here, and it has been here, and it's always been here. And
Stitch
you know,
Fix, the eternal company.
The eternal company that's always been here since the dawn of time. And I, listen, we all have been transformed by Stitch Fix over the time that we have been using them. I would say our fashion game in general has been boosted. You would not know that from Travis's Powerline from Goofy Movie t-shirt or
Squeeze Me
or mine that has geese on it that Travis actually got for me. Thank you very much, Travis. But Stitch Fix will help you get set up with good duds that look great. Try new stuff or just get more of the stuff that you know you already like. You just fill out a little profile and what you like and you know what your budget is, what your sizes are, and they will find you a perfect fit and send you clothes handpicked just for you, and it's not going to break the bank because it's going to be within your budget.
Hey, Stitch Fix, I have an idea for a new feature.
Okay.
If I have a friend or maybe a brother who uses Stitch Fix, I should be able to tell my stylist, like, give me better stuff than that. I want to look better than that.
Oh, a competition. I love that. That's cool. The three of us should probably get together and make sure our stylists don't get us the same shit, because I can't tell you the number of times we've been on tour and just been like, well, one of us has to change. It's a great shirt.
Oh,
but
I thought you were in. I've been doing that on purpose.
Oh, okay. Oh, fun. Anyway, they have over 1,000 brands and styles and do the work of choosing the best options for you. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. If not, the shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too.
They'll get you.
Try today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother. stitchfix.com/brother.
The Greatest Generation, Maximum Fun's irreverent, potty-mouthed Star Trek podcast is a big deal.
How big? It's the only Star Trek podcast big enough to have our very own live show tour. And we're inviting all Star Trek fan Max Funsters everywhere.
We're calling it the Share Your Embarrassment Tour. And this year we're going to celebrate and roast Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
We're going to go to a bunch of cities. And GreatestGenTour.com has all the info.
That's GreatestGenTour.com for dates and ticketing info for the Share Your Embarrassment Tour.
Share your embarrassment and grow stronger from the sharing.
Hi, I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Teresa McElroy.
And we're the hosts of Schmanners.
If you're looking for a good place to jump into our show, we really recommend either the Playgrounds episode or the Job Interviews episode.
Or if you want to go way back, you can check out the episode where we compare the differences between afternoon tea and high tea. So check out those episodes and new episodes every Friday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch
squad.
Welcome, Munch Squad. It's a podcast of the podcast profiling.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, shit.
God, it's getting worse.
Oh, hey, it's all right. Count Donut's here.
Hey, Count Donut, hello, is that a new cape?
Is that a new cape, Count Donut?
Well, it's a loner. My usual cape is being Draculined.
That's fucking funny, Count Donut.
Oh, I get it.
I didn't know you could do, I didn't know jokes was like a thing you did.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I can tell.
I traded away 10 years of my immortality to make this joke to you.
It was worth it, man.
Wait, so why did you have to trade your immortality to make a joke?
The one thing you are forbidden from as an immortal is puns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah,
I was
you
so
get punished.
Proud of it when I walked downstairs. Then I just went ahead and
wow, you made the decision to trade your immortal life that quickly. That's actually pretty impressive.
Well, it wasn't that hard, Griffin. Draculined. Thank
you. It's really good, man.
Now, when you said it a second time, was that another 10 years?
No, this is a reference.
Yeah, you can call back.
I'm so happy to say that pumpkin season is finally begun.
No. You're so quiet right now. I don't know if this is a microphone thing or a Count Donut
for you, Griff. Should I pop up my microphone?
No, but maybe it feels like all of your voice is tucked in the back of your throat.
Yeah, if you want to do ASMR, get the 3DO mic out. Me and Travis can tell you where it is in Justin's office.
I'm salivating at the prospect.
But it also sounds like you're swallowing your tongue.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a hard time.
I didn't come here to be criticized. I came to tell you about Krispy Kreme releasing pop. Pumpkin spice doggy donuts.
Was that pumpkin?
Pumpkins.
What it is pumpkin spice doggy donuts.
Doggy donuts.
Travis, can you let him? Sorry, I almost called you Justin. That's fucking crazy. I don't know where that came from. Count Donut, can you give us like three more of those clean, please?
Krispy Kreme pumpkin spice doggy donuts.
Now that time you said Dougie donut.
Pumpkin. Spice.
Uh-huh.
Doggy donuts.
One more?
These doggy donuts will be packaged in a special 6-count box for purchase in shop. National Dog Day is last Saturday. Pumpkin spice fans were able to double the deliciousness and share the season with their furry friends by treating them to Krispy Kreme's new pumpkin spice doggy donuts. Perhaps we have all experienced the crushing guilt of enjoying a pumpkin spice product while our furry friends look on and wish they could taste the cinnamon.
Do you have a dog, Count Donut?
I have hounds.
Yeah. The children of the night.
They're like big mean dogs. No one stands up for. Inspired by Krispy
Kreme. Sorry, wait, hold on. Was that you taking an animal rights stand just real quick?
But a very half-hearted one, I would say.
Many animals are misconstrued as being more dangerous than they are.
Yeah.
My hounds are not in that group.
People are prejudiced against your hounds. And rightly so.
Yeah, okay.
They are appropriately cautious around these terrible animals.
Right, okay. Yeah, cool.
You'll never guess, but this is inspired by Krispy Kreme's popular pumpkin spice donut collection.
Sorry. For humans, they now must clarify donuts? That. They have to clarify now from now on, these are the human pumpkin spice donuts.
I don't know how I would feel if I walked into a store and then they said, do you want some of these human donuts? I don't know that would read to me as donuts for humans or donuts of humans.
There's now two separate menus for humans and dogs.
Right.
What about werewolves?
So how dare you?
Yeah, I can't believe you just said that.
Sorry.
This new doggy donuts include the pumpkin spice original glazed, a pumpkin spice cake, a pumpkin spice maple peanut, and pumpkin spice cheesecake swirl.
So, is this still for the dog?
For the variety that your dog craves. So many different options for your very smart dog that loves pumpkin. They have created opportunity for delicious shared moments around one of fall's favorite flavors.
With a dog.
With a dog.
How was your weekend? Oh, for me, it was excellent. I shared the special moment celebrating pumpkin with Rufus, my chow.
Dogs add so much to our lives, so for National Dog Day, we've upped our game to give you the awesome treat they deserve, says Dave Skinner,
the global chief brand officer for Krispy Kreme. As
We've heard from Dave so many times.
We know you love our pumpkin spice, and now it's time for dogs to get in on the action. We're positive.
Oh.
Grown.
So what, Dave?
Wait, they said grown?
Or Dave said grown?
Dave has written grown.
You said it, bub.
Dave, you can't do that.
You can't Statler and Waldorf your own ass.
We do it all the time, I will say. In the vampire world, we tried to keep each other on the level.
That he was doing voice to text and he said positive.
What I like to think that was Dave editorializing on someone else's writing, and they just left it in for the fuck of it. Because who would read this far down and not start driving to Krispy Kreme for their special friend?
Is there a quote from a dog in the press release that's like, thanks, but do you have stinky wet meat?
Yeah, thanks. None of us were asking for this.
This is great stuff, and we love that you're thinking about us. Next time, if you could just do stinky wet meat, that would actually be so great of
thanks
you.
Thanks for this bread, but if you could just dip your human paw into a jar of peanut butter and just kind of listlessly drop it down beside you, good for like 40 minutes, dude.
The press release then goes on to add the following note. Pumpkin spice doggy donuts are safe and dog friendly.
Yeah!
And I just want you to try to imagine a world where the opposite is true. That would be quite the press release advertising the ability to poison your dog secretly at Krispy Kreme. That would be a hell of a thing. Fuck dogs. Anyway, Krispy Kreme.
And before you take the baggage home, we are going to need you to sign this liability waiver. Dave Skinner knows two things. Dogs love donuts and Dave hates dogs. So enjoy.
It then says each treat is designed specifically for dogs of all ages and sizes, made with a hard-to-bake cookie and ingredients such as pumpkin peanut butter and carob. A substitute for chocolate. Because you know how dogs this whole time have been so obsessed with chocolate. Well, now
they'll die.
They can get it. They'll die from this.
They'll die real bad. That and grapes. Bad, bad news. Now, let me ask you a question, Count Donut.
Can I tell you one more thing, please?
Please.
About these.
Oh, yeah.
Completing the thought, pumpkin spice doggy donuts are intended as a snack and are not formulated to be served as a complete and balanced meal.
All right.
Much like donuts.
Donuts.
Have they ever specified that for human beings, though? Has Krispy Kreme ever come out and said, please buy our new donuts, but we do need to let you know.
In moderation, please.
Human beings, this doesn't count as breakfast.
This is not the breakfast.
Count Donut, do you think that there was a Blue Sky pitch meeting where they were coming up with this and somebody said, oh, I know what we'll call them. We'll call them, of course, pumpkin spice. That's obvious. Pumpkin spice dog nuts. And someone had to, like, say no to that, right?
No. The spelling of donuts is confusing enough already.
Yeah.
Fans can keep their dog's tails wagging with limited edition Krispy Kreme, green or white bandanas covered in a pattern of dogs.
Because my dog loves it when I tie shit around her.
Fans can keep their dog's tails wagging. I'm going to restart my sentences when I'm interrupted by a mortal. Fans can keep their dog's tails wagging with a limited edition Krispy Kreme, green or white bandanas covered in the pattern of dogs, bones, and donuts. A stylish accessory for the sweetest donut-loving dogs. Krispy Kreme's dog bandanas come in one size that fits most dogs and are available while supplies last. Imagine if the inverse was true.
Yeah.
They are only available once they have been exhausted. Yes, this bandana are designed to drive your pets insane. I don't think I would enjoy a dog that I bring to Krispy Kreme for a special treat who then begins begging for an additional kerchief. I believe he's had this moment in the sun.
Dad, I'm way into it. Hey,
no, I know.
Dad, this is my whole identity now.
This can't be your identity.
Here's what I'm saying. My dog, Lily, we're working hard to keep her from eating food off the counter. She has before gotten into a box of donuts. No chocolate, thank God. Or grape
best day
filled,
ever.
I guess. But she ate what I would now call human donuts. And yeah. I'm worried that I'll give her this hard cookie donut and she'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I want the human stuff.
Then you show her the box. It says dog nuts. And then Lily's like, oh, they're for me. That's special for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have wet stink meat, though, please? Anything?
Could you give me one of these pumpkin spice dog nuts that has stinky wet old meat in it?
That would be ideal.
And maybe chicken bones that will definitely kill me if you can put some of those in there. Maybe old garbage. I love that, too.
Just a shepherd's pie, I guess. Just give me a shepherd's pie. That would be dope.
Give me just a kitty litter box and a call it donuts or whatever. I love that. That's my whole deal.
They are also releasing human offerings, but I feel no compassion.
To give to dogs? Give them a taste of human meat? I don't like that at all, Count Donut.
No, I'm glad to see that in the press release, they have not called upon Dave Scanner to contextualize why pumpkin donuts were returning now in the fall. He has probably had to justify these actions so many times that he has lost the reasons.
Everyone loves fall's big orange vegetable. Good news.
They would have to put out a press release if this year, like, Krispy Kreme decided not to do pumpkin spice anything.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this year, we're just skipping it.
That would be impactful. That's change. That's grace.
Figure out your own way to do it. I don't know, man.
Thank you for having me on your show, brother.
Are you okay, Count Donut? You seem like this bit made you very sad.
No,
a little tired. You missed your hounds?
Like dramatic. Like, oh, I've arched my eyebrows. What secrets of the eternal am I withholding
from
you?
There he is. Yeah, to turning it back on at the end. You know
hey, what
the
are your feelings
want.
About asparagus, Count Donut?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. Are we in the circle of trust?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're recording a podcast that some people listen to.
Asparagus kills vampires.
Oh, you're kidding me.
In what way?
Like art?
Well, when this is what the smell of it means in your human piss.
Yeah.
It is extremely deleterious to vampires.
Oh, so if you piss on a vampire after eating asparagus, it kills them?
Or near a vampire, right?
Well, no. If you piss on a vampire after eating asparagus for many years in a lab-controlled environment, they will develop upper respiratory infections at the higher rate than other vampires.
Yeah.
It's a... Some people just go for it anyway because they love the smell.
Yeah, sure.
Is there an amount of
piss?
We
all know the risk. No matter how much we love getting pissed off by people who eat asparagus, we all know the risks.
Is there an amount of piss that you could do to build up an immunity count?
Yeah, like
just like a little bit of piss at a time, increasing each time.
Right. Thank you so much for this wonderful question. Some people try to substitute with turnip piss, and it's simply not the same.
No.
It's useful as a step down, perhaps, but... Beyond that, it's nothing.
Is there any kind of human beings will do drugs and drink alcohol. Is there some kind of like effect like that, or are you guys just dirty birds?
Do you get faded or? Hey, when you vape this piss, what happens next?
You get turnt or what?
What happens next?
Only one person has ever tried to vape the piss. He was a wolf man.
Oh.
And it drove him insane.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No great loss, though, right, Wolfman?
Whoa, Count Donut.
Count Donut, real quick, I think I know the answer to this.
All there to begin with.
Yeah,
we're very inclusive here.
That would have been something.
Yeah, I think I know the answer to this, but Team Edward or Team Jacob? What's going on over there?
Well, this is not fair because Edward was my babysitter growing up.
Wow, really?
Yes.
You've been on the show like 20 times. This is the first time you tell us you know Edward Cullen?
This is the first time you've ever asked me
about
that.
That's fair. That's a good point. We never ask you about you.
Why do vampires imprint on babies? Werewolf imprint on babies. Why is that?
It's disgusting. Welcome aboard. Yes,
yeah, welcome. You're on the winning team now, Trav.
Yeah.
Yes, congratulations. You've seen it took you the 5 seconds of self-analysis required to notice that werewolves are the absolute pits. Any monster you like, I will spill the tea on, no question.
How do you feel about mummies?
They are just bandages. Many will not tell you this.
There's
anymore.
Nothing inside?
There's nothing in there. Just bandages. You hold one in, they unfurl like a scuba do.
Yeah, yeah. Not the name of it.
I can't believe you're on a, like, oh, you it's know his full the name.
Scoobert, he was my babysitter. And okay. He made us call him Scoobert.
Well, let me ask you this just real quick. How you feel about Lagoon Monsters?
Lagoon Monsters is great.
Oh, boy. A great lay, but a real wet hug. You've got to be quick.
A great lay, but a real wet hug, huh? That's what we're going with, Count Donut? That's what
Wait,
we're going
did
with?
You say Lagoon Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what this did you think thing. I said?
This is the thing about Lagoon Monsters.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the G-rated version because you didn't want to hear my sexual take on them.
No. Yeah.
Every one of them is deeply into MLMs, and it is infuriating.
Oh, wow.
Mini Lagoon Monster, that's the LM. Mini Lagoon Monster, that is what the MLM stands
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
And they get in, they tried to sell you Scentsy candles uh-huh. and vitamin supplements.
Got to. Just real quick, though, just one last one from me. Travis might have more, but Babadook?
Yes. Babadook, he is a full-time party. I can't hang with Babadook anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over 1,000 years old.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. exhausting.
But if you want to have a good time that you can never tell anyone about, you party with Babadook.
Okay. Why can't you tell anyone about Babadook's party?
Because they will judge you in a really, really fair way. You will deserve
okay,
it.
Okay, I got one last one. Slenderman?
Thoughts Slenderman. On Slender? What's his fucking deal?
So, okay, his name is Gregory.
Oh.
And he's just a very skinny guy. We don't know Not why a- everyone's... No. He's just an extremely skinny man.
Cool.
Which is weird that everyone...
It sucks that everyone
How
thinks-
about this? You know what I call Slenderman?
What?
I call him Man That Helped Me Move. Because that's what he is to me. He's
wow, that's
more
cool.
than just a body shape.
All right.
So he's like a friender man.
He's more. Oh, you are playing a dangerous game.
Yeah, oh, boy. Careful, man. Your immortality.
I don't know what you had to
away.
Trade away for that, but I can yeah. assure you
our it's audience.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God. Woo.
Balloon Boy?
That was
ah,
a long
fuck.
One.
He's gone. Shit.
Yeah.
God, I wanted to ask about
so,
Balloon
he
Boy.
He made me so sweaty.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
Ugh. A loner cape that he got from the drag cleaners or something. I wasn't really paying attention.
It was dude, he told a kick-ass joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you would have busted your ass.
TM. It was my body. TM.
Oh, that's
TM,
huge. TM. Yeah, you can do that.
Folks, I want to tell you, we have such a great... I love all of our merch.
Yeah.
But this is such a great sticker that we've got available for you right now at MacRoyMerch.com. It is a Clint MacRoy, the Planeswalking Jander sticker. That you can go buy. And we've also got a summer mystery. There's like two stickers and you put them in different. Adorable. That we've also got a grab bag, mystery shop. You want a mystery package full of tons of items? No problem. Come get at the summer mystery sale.
We dare you.
What? We dare you, coward? What? You think you're so great? Too good for us?
Huh?
Fine.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's such a great fucking track. And I feel like every time I hear it, I hear a new note or drum beat or cymbal or word.
Message.
New message. So if you haven't listened to it today, just think about doing that for us. Thank you so much, Montaigne.
We also want to say, back to merch real quick, 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Earth Justice. Also, we've got some live shows coming up this week. We're going to be in Seattle on August 31st doing an Adventure Zone Balance one-shot. And then September 1st, we're doing My Brother, My Brother and Me. If you're coming to Seattle, My Brother and Me, and you have a question that you want answered in the first part of the show, right? So that's like the question list part. Email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put Seattle in the subject line. And while we're there, we're going to be at PAX West. We just put our schedule up for that on our Instagram over at MacRoy Family, but you'll be able to find it, I'm sure, at our events page as well. Coming up, we're going to be in Philadelphia and New York Comic Con in October. More details about that and details about all of our shows at bit.ly/MacRoyTours. Oh, and I should also say, I'm going to be at Rose City Comic Con coming up. If you want to come see me there in Portland, I will see you all there.
Great.
All right, oh, man. Let's bathe.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's do a quick one. What okay. if a lot of these bats have been very, very you think long? Like one, winded, I think let's just like do a let's, really quick.
How about
burst.
I do this? 1, 2, 3, and then we all start our parts at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. And then we stop at the clap.
Okay.
And just burst it.
1, 2, 3. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.